Welcome in to Season 3, Episode 3 of The Jake Boucher Show. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode. And in this episode, we are going to dive into the mistakes that small businesses make in terms of social media marketing. I've been doing a ton of research about local businesses in my area and just looking at their marketing strategies, especially Facebook. That's where I start, Facebook. And if they show interest, then I dive into the other platforms and check out those. But for starters, I just mostly check out Facebook because I would say 95% of businesses have a Facebook page. So that's where I start. And without further ado, let's jump into this episode and get into the details. Let's face it. The majority of small businesses' marketing strategies suck. No offense to them, but they suck. They don't really know what they're doing. They obviously, a lot of them don't have an agency doing content for them, doing advertisements for them, and they just kind of wing it. They do marketing in-house. And if you're a business owner listening to this, I truly mean no offense to you, but marketing is one of the most, it's probably the one of the backbones of a successful business, especially in this day and age. It's 2020. If you don't have a strong marketing strategy, you will fall behind and you will eventually fail. No matter how long you try to push off the inevitable, you will fail 3 years from now, four years from now, 5 years from now. Like, there's this real estate brokerage that I have been in contact with, and the owner of the place is really like honed in on just maintaining getting clients the way she always has. She's been in the business for like 45 years or something like that, and she pretty much just relies on word of mouth and referrals, which it's working right now. It's been working for her the last four decades, but 5 years from now, 10 years from now, that strategy is not going to be as effective anymore because people get all of their information from online. They build trust, or they want to build trust with a brand online. That's how my generation does it. That's how millennials do it. And that's even how baby boomers are starting to build trust with brands online, by seeing what they do on Facebook and Instagram and on their website. All of that stuff is mattering more and more each day as the days go on. And so many small businesses, especially in a time like this with this pandemic going on, are not utilizing marketing. And right now is the time to be marketing your business more than ever. Marketing cost is down right now because less people are marketing. Facebook advertising, like I'm talking about Facebook advertising right there. Facebook advertising cost has gone down because less people are using it. People are putting more money into the business operations. People are trying to put more money into their business to keep it alive. And the best way to keep a business alive, in my opinion, is to market more. Get your business out there more. Start advertising on Facebook because it's so cheap. You could run a successful advertisement for $20 over the course of 4 days. Like, I don't get why people aren't doing that right now. It's just baffling to me. And there's just so many small businesses closing right now because they're not marketing, and they think they're going to blame it on something else, but it's because they're not getting in front of people. There's still a massive audience out there for what you offer. You just have to go find them. They're not going to come to you. Like, so many small businesses are just solely relying on their normal customers, their regulars. But in reality, you have to be adding on to those regulars. You have to be going out and getting new customers. That's what you have to be doing right now, because if you're a restaurant, you have limited seating. You're probably at 30% capacity or something like that, 30, 40, 50% capacity. So you have to fully take advantage of the customers you have currently, and you have to still try to get new ones, because those new ones could very well become lifetime customers. And you all know what a lifetime customer is worth. Let's just say, for example, your restaurant, a family of three comes in for three visits. You know, there's a 70% chance that they come in for a fourth visit after the third visit. And let's say they're hooked on you. They come in twice a month for the next 5 to 7 years at the minimum, okay? And they spend each month they spend $140 on average. And so that's $140 of extra revenue per month. And then if they're a lifetime customer, or say 5-7 years down the road, they're going to be worth $3,500 at the minimum. That's just one family too. And you can multiply that by 10 families, by 20 families, by 30 families, by 40 families. You see where I'm going here. All of that is extremely possible. And I just think so many business owners and just businesses in general are not getting that through their head that they need to be marketing more in a time like this. Because everything is so cheap and all the eyeballs right now are on social media. Even more so than they were 5 months ago. And you have to come up with an amazing marketing strategy to get these people through the door and get them to put money in your drawer, in your cash register. And I'm currently working on a PDF document for local business owners and businesses in general, just describing how to build an effective marketing strategy because so many of them need it. And I just hate to see all these small businesses in my area just having awful marketing strategies, and then just like the ROIs on those strategies is probably awful. And they, most of them probably don't track the ROI from social media. They don't know how, or they just never thought of it. And it's something I just want to help out with like so much, because I would hate to see all these businesses in my area close, and so many of them are struggling right now, and I just know I can help. And I don't care where you have a business right now. It's just a matter of marketing. Storytelling is the most important part of marketing, and it's the lifeblood of a business. If you know how to tell a good story, people will come back to you. People will be interested in what you offer. People will be interested in you as a person. People will be interested in your staff. They'll be interested in the human side of your business. And that's what it's all about. If they're interested and intrigued by the human side of your business, you will lock them up. Like, I guarantee it. Because, like, if you think about it, storytelling is one of those things that makes the world go round. Everybody tells a story. No wonder why, there's a reason why movies, TVs, books are so popular. It's because they all tell stories, and people are intrigued by a good story. So what is stopping you from telling a great story about your business, about the process that you guys are going through right now, about the challenges that you guys are facing right now? Just document what is going on with your business right now. Document how you're handling it. Document how your staff is handling it. Document how your staff, what challenges your staff think are the hardest right now. Document what your staff thinks is actually relatively easy and they weren't expecting it to be. Just document what's going on. Tell a story about what's going on with your business right now, and I guarantee you will grow an audience of a loyal audience, and people will start following you. People will be more interested in what you have to say. People will be more interested in handing you their money if you just tell a great story through social media and marketing. That's what it's all about right now. That's how you're going to get ahead of the game, is telling a great story of just marketing successfully. That's how you're going to do it. And marketing can be very overwhelming, for sure. It's one of those things that's a full-time job in itself. And so many businesses run marketing in-house, like I said, and they don't post consistently, which then their audience will start losing interest in them because they're not posting consistently and they're not posting content that the audience wants to see. You have to listen to your audience. You have to just see what they like, see what they don't like, and just learn from them and tell stories. That's how you're going to be successful. It's really pretty simple once you boil it down to listening to your audience and trying to tell a great story about your business. And the simplest thing you can do is to just document the journey. People love documentations of a process. Like, I love watching videos of people building something, of people in the process of trying to accomplish their goals. Like, those types of videos are the best. It just shows you their pain points. It shows you what they go through. It shows you their successes. And that's what businesses need to do. And so many of them are just not doing it. Start posting more. Be more consistent. Be way more consistent. Post every single day. Post videos. Post pictures. Start a podcast. Start a YouTube channel. Just get your name out there. Get your brand out there. Build a following. Build trust with your audience. Get people to come walking through the door, get people to shop online and hand you over their money. and provide the best service that you possibly can for them, provide the best product that you possibly can for them. And if you can do that, if you can provide an amazing service, have amazing marketing, amazing storytelling, and have a great product, you will reap the rewards of this time period and for the rest of your business's existence. You will be way ahead of every single other business out there. I can promise you that. So please do that. Just take advantage of this opportunity right now. Start marketing more. Oh, it's just so frustrating seeing all these businesses lagging behind in the marketing department. And in reality, they should be focusing on that more than like anything else. Maybe not the sanitization part. They should be focusing on that the most right now. But then comes marketing. So thank you guys for listening to this episode. I appreciate it very much. I hope you got value out of it. If you're a business owner listening to this, then I hope you really start taking marketing seriously and start telling great stories. If you want help with that, reach out to me on LinkedIn or Twitter or something. Twitter is Boucher_Jake23. LinkedIn, I think it's just Boucher Jake 23, all one word. And you can just message me if you have any questions. Like, I just want to help as much as I possibly can. So thank you guys for listening, and I will see you on the next episode.